You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Andy Euler. The Chinese government has extended the Lunar New Year public holiday for 3 extra days. And in some cities like Shanghai, they're demanding that businesses hold off resuming work until February 9th. The hope is that this is going to curb the spread of the coronavirus, which has killed at least 80 people. I'm joined now by Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai. Now, Jennifer, this holiday extension applies to most businesses, but not all of them, right?
No, there are exceptions, like those providing water, gas, power, drug and face mask makers, supermarkets, any other enterprises that are, quote, important to the national economy.
And how is this exactly going to impact employees of those businesses, of just any businesses there in China?
Well, by law, this extension should be a paid holiday. Or if employees work, they should get compensated by getting paid as much as 300% the average daily wage or with time off. But in practice, this might not always happen. So think of the low-skilled workers in factories. Not a lot of them are aware of their rights.
And I imagine this is going to affect employers as well, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them just have to pay for these extra costs. But, you know, it's not just these unforeseen medical emergencies. When there's a big political event in Beijing, for example, it's routine for bars and restaurants nearby to be closed, even as far away as in Shanghai. And a lot of times there's not much recourse, and usually they're not compensated for this. So doing business in China means a lot of unpredictability.
Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai, thank you so much.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.